Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam I be. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to the show, dear brothers and sisters. This is Youth Station on IRIB English Radio, and this is Sayyid Mustafa. With me today is
Zainab. I am Zainab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, other life forms. Today, what are we talking about, bro?
What other life forms are you aware of that you're sending out your salams to?
I can't tell you. It's for your own safety.
Okay, sure. So, brothers and sisters, this is the month of Muharram. Please accept our condolences. May Allah accept our mourning during this month.
Inshallah ta'ala. May it bring us actual closeness to Imam al-Hussein and not just be, you know, beating on the chest. Sum up to something.
Right. Now, I just have to start off by saying, you know, how thankful I am to be in the country of Iran during this month of Muharram.
Yes. Okay? Even if it's COVID-19, even if it's post-pandemic.
Even if it's, well, we're going to get to that. I would say this is probably one of the best countries to be in despite COVID-19, as you've said, in terms of Muharram. Just the way that Muharram is celebrated here, okay?
Yeah.
The place that I used to live before, it was...
Was it a Western country?
No, it wasn't a Western country. It was a country that they don't want me to mention on the radio. But so I have to say where I was before. So where I was before, you know, it was heavily censored by the government. There was no signs of like Muharram. The speeches, you know, they were all pretty much censored.
That's the worst.
Right. And, you know, the only thing that they allowed you to do was maybe gather in a place and you could do test speeding. And that's pretty much it, you know, and all the topics that you could discuss. So when I came to Iran 3 years ago, it was literally like coming to like going from 0 to 100.
Mm.
Okay.
Like it the first utopia, right? What?
Yeah, it was. Oh man, and I came here during the month of Muharram as
Mashallah.
Well. Right? So when I came here, I can't describe the feelings that I had during that month. The first Friday prayers that I attended, there was a body of a shaheed had just come in.
Oh my goodness!
So and there was like a huge procession that went to the Haram at that time. And I was just like crying, and it's just like I was just overjoyed just to be here.
So epic, right?
Yeah.
Mashallah.
Until this day, if I start taking things for granted here in Iran, I remember, you know, what it was like before for me, and then I start feeling. But I don't know how many years you've been here. You know, what has your experience of Muharram been like? What do you see in the nights of Muharram here in Iran?
Here in Iran. Well, I've had the... I don't know whether it was a blessing or a test. Spending Muharram in all sorts of different countries, like Sunni countries, non-Islamic countries, Shia countries.
Mm-hmm.
What you experience here, I think, cannot be compared to any country. Because, number one reason, Iran is the only country in the world with an actual Shia government, not even Iraq. The government itself in Iraq is not Shia, right?
Right.
So that itself creates the groundwork for any sort of practice, any sort of display of devotion and love for the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And for us who are living on this side of the spectrum, on the Ahlul Bayt side of the spectrum, it's such a blessing.
Yeah.
Sure, there are people who, you know, don't get it, even in Iran, who don't necessarily follow the Ahlul Bayt, and they're like, ugh, it's Muharram again, the processions and, you know, the parades, and people are going to be hogging the streets and this and that. But if we truly believe in this cause, we will understand that living in Iran and in this situation is a real blessing. And what I see every year, which I didn't see this year because of the pandemic, but let me just say this real quick, bro.
Yeah.
I love Corona Muharram.
Why do you love Corona?
God forgive me. My heart goes out to those who've been afflicted by this virus, but I love it because it's not as crowded as what it is every year.
Yeah.
Every year you can see, without exaggeration, thousands of people on the street on a daily basis or on a nightly basis during Muharram. And it reaches its peak at Ashura. It simmers down a little, and then it's Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam's martyrdom, and it goes high again. It comes down a little, and then it's Sayyid al-Qayyid, and it comes out, and then Arba'in, it explodes across the world. And I just love Corona Muharram because it's somber and it's quiet, and people are distancing, and you know, you don't get that crowd.
Yeah. Well, one thing I'd say is that definitely I feel lucky to be in Iran during Corona Muharram.
Why?
Because I'm seeing people in other countries. Well, first of all, if you go to the, for example, I went to Haram and Fezia for my nights.
For those who don't know, Fezia is one of the oldest seminaries in Qom. It is like wall to wall with the Haram, and it's where a lot of our scholars and great Miraji' studied.
Yeah. So it was just so well organized, you know.
Yes, mashallah.
Right? People were, pretty much everyone was wearing a mask.
It was mandatory, totally.
They had hand sanitizer at the beginning. They were checking my temperature. And, you know, people were sitting.
Social distancing. Meters
so
apart.
I know many people in other countries, you know, they're stuck at home during the Muharram. Mm. They're stuck behind their TV screens or their laptops. So that's why I feel lucky.
Not that it's a bad thing. It's just different.
It's not a bad thing. I'm just saying I feel fortunate to be able to attend a public gathering.
Right.
Right? Like, attending a public gathering is much better than you don't think it's better than sitting at your home?
Well, I have social anxiety, so I don't care much for public
gatherings.
Well,
the thing
public
is that...
Public anything.
One thing is because where I used to live before, a lot of the Muharram that we did was
at home.
We were
all alone. Oh, yeah.
So,
I get it.
So... We used to like crave like public gatherings, right? And even now that I'm seeing some of my relatives that are home, they're craving that public gathering feeling that you can get that from being. So that's one. The thing that you said about you know, you're liking Corona Muharram, I am liking my personal space and that people aren't just like sitting all over me.
Exactly,
which is great. Yeah, that's great.
Because that's what happens here, and in a lot of Shia countries. It happens in Iraq. It happens in parts of Pakistan, parts of India, even parts of Lebanon, parts of Kuwait, parts of Bahrain. That's pretty much it.
Pretty much all over the world. Yeah. So that's a nice that, you know, that there aren't people sitting on top of me or trampling me. But at the same time, of course, I miss the huge gatherings as well. The other thing that I really like in Iran is the fact that, like you said, you know, it's happening at a national level, right? So it's everywhere, right? They have people on the side of the streets giving out free tea. There's people giving out, you know, food.
Food even,
Yeah, food. Food is a big thing in Muharram.
Exactly.
It's not just in Iran, which is kind of something everywhere that people give out food in Muharram. But the other thing that I've noticed here more than anywhere else is the black clothes.
Okay,
I mean,
the black,
you see black clothes in other countries, but here it's like everyone is in black clothes.
So beautiful.
And black trousers as well.
Yeah, well, they're black attire. You feel like the entire city and its inhabitants are mourning.
The flags
it's
are
so
huge.
It's so glorious.
Here. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So the banners and the flags. And God, you guys should totally search up Muharram in Iran and just look at the pictures, because the entire country becomes draped in black, and it is so very glorious, and it gives you such a undescribable feeling. And the most important thing I think it does, it creates such a sense of unity.
Yep. Yeah, definitely.
The fact that almost 80 million people, almost, okay, because, you know, there's always room for the people who don't want to.
Right.
80 million people mourn for a single man that was killed 1,400 years ago. I think it's such an incredible, epic matter.
You know, one thing that also makes Muharram really special in Iran is the martyrs that they gave their lives during our current times.
Mm.
Right over here, you're reminded there's like a culture of martyrdom in the city, if not in the country, because in every corner there's like some martyr that's being commemorated, right? And the many times they're like the area that I live in, They're just like a martyr. There's something for a martyr in every corner, I would say.
Yeah, and right? The streets and the alleys are named after them even.
Streets and alleys are named after them. And you still have people giving their lives, right?
Exactly.
So it's not just a historical event which happened, you know, 1,400 years ago that we're mourning, but a very current event for us, right? I feel that in Iran more than in any other place.
Mashallah, yeah. Right? Something else that I've noticed about Muharram and Safar in Iran is that people become kinder. They become
yes.
nicer. They become
yeah.
more gentle. They become more compassionate. I cannot tell you how many times I, as a woman, have been stranded on the street because I just came back from a majlis. But, you know, cars with families in them, they pick me up and they drop me off home safe and sound. Or even taxi drivers take me to my destination and they know it's obviously a majlis. They don't even take my money.
Really?
And they do it. It's for Imam Hussein.
Amazing.
You know,
amazing.
And that's beautiful. That is absolutely yeah. beautiful. The way Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the love for Imam Hussein manifests itself in everyday lives in little details. And that's what you see in this country. And I think at the end of the day, that's what keeping this country on its feet. Because God knows how many people mm-hmm. are trying to bring it down. Yeah. God knows how many people are plotting for the end of Iran. But it's the love of Imam al-Hussein and it's the protection of Imam al-Hussein. It's the fact that we're standing under the banner of Imam al-Hussein that's protecting
right.
us. And I think that's just beautiful on a whole new level.
And you know, the amazing thing in Iran is that you'll find that the youth is at the front
yes,
of
yes,
these,
yes, yes.
these sessions and the azadaris. You find it's the young people who are everywhere. Who are volunteering, who are, you know...
Cooking, cleaning, setting up
beating.
The majalis, the
yeah.
facilities. And
oh.
especially this year, bro, because they had a lot of protocols set for the
yes.
whole pandemic. And some of these protocols were announced last moment. And these youth, they were just bustling and hustling and running. I personally know some of them.
Mm-hmm.
For days on end toward Muharram, they didn't get any sleep, any food, just to prepare so that the morning ritual for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam would
yeah.
not be any less glorious than any other year. Because it's Sha'air Allah, you know?
Yeah.
It's the signs of Allah. And we are religiously obligated to uphold it.
And, you know, if you're living in Iran and you're listening to this, do not take these things for granted. Because,
yep.
you know, we've been in places which don't have any of these things.
Yes.
Right? And, like, if I ever leave Iran, I know I'm going to miss these months of Muharram the most. Just the banners here are so beautiful.
It is.
Right? The calligraphy on them. It's really amazing. And up until last year, not this year, I used to tell my family members, you know, I can't walk 50 meters mm-hmm. without there being a gathering for the morning of Imam Hussein.
Yeah.
This year, it's been a bit less, but
mm-hmm.
I would still say like within 100 meter like radius, I could go. There's just so many options for me to be able to attend gatherings.
Mashallah,
right?
Yeah.
Which is the complete opposite of what it used to be like for me.
Exactly, you know. And I think this year it has been even more because a lot of the eulogists of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, what they're called meddah here,
right.
they're going like street to street now, house to
yes.
house. They're mobile majalis.
You just see Mahmoud Karimi doing that?
Exactly. And yeah. I think that is so beautiful. You know, sometimes even renowned eulogists, they do
mm-hmm.
that. They've had a podium and a whole Imamzadeh, a courtyard to themselves for like over 20 years. But this year, because of the pandemic and because they want to keep this ritual of commemorating Imam Hussein alayhi salam alive, they go house to house, alley
mm-hmm.
to alley, and talk about their Mawla, their master,
mm-hmm.
and people gather around them and beat on their chest for 10 minutes, and then they disperse, and then he goes to the next alley.
Right.
And where else do you get that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Amazing. It's really beautiful. And, you know, the other thing that I liked in Iran was the TV during the month of Muharram.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first year we actually had a TV in our house, put it on. And, you know, I'm not going to say all the channels are great, but I would say many of the channels, you just see amazing TV programming,
mm-hmm.
Which is not something you see anywhere in the
world.
Right? Just because of the way it is. I think there was like a lecture every half an hour, There was you know,
a live feed from a majlis somewhere.
Yeah. Live feed of the chest beating, the midahs, like as you mentioned. So, you know, I do not ever want to be anywhere else other than Karbala for, you know, for Muharram,
really?
Definitely.
Oh, because, God, this, we need a whole other show to talk about this. How can someone possibly bear being in that land during those days? And, like, make it out alive? It's devastating, Ya Allah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's all the time we have for today's Youth Station. And our prayers for everyone that's out there, and please pray for us, that we too are among those who are in the camp of Imam Hussein.
Amin, Ya Rab.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My love, my life, my days, my nights, my wealth, my prayers are for you. Now I know how it's like to have your precious love in my life. Now I know how it feels to finally be at peace inside. I wish that how amazing it feels to love you. I wish that everyone could see how your love has set me free. Set me free and made me strong.